General Mark Milley, the nominee to be the next Army Chief of Staff, says the troop-cutting plans the Army finalized this month will leave a force that's still capable of doing all it's being asked to, but only at a high level of risk, including the risk of more casualties in combat. We get more from Federal News Radio's DoD reporter Jared Serbu.
In his confirmation hearing on Tuesday, Milley also told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the Army would need to reassess its risk calculus if world events continue to put unexpected demands on Army forces, as have the Ebola crisis, Russian activity in Ukraine, and the rise of the Islamic State in the Middle East. But he said the current Army plan to reduce to an active duty force of 450,000 soldiers and a total force of 980,000 is, at the moment, able to keep up with global combatant commanders' demands for Army deployments. Milley currently serves as the commander of Army Forces Command and has the direct responsibility for filling those requests.
I think from a total Army perspective, we've got adequate capacity, numbers of brigade combat teams to handle the contingencies that are currently on the books if we do not drop below the 980 force. We have adequate capacity, size, but that is with significant risk. That risk is incurred in terms of time, the time to the fight, the time to mobilize guard units, the time to get them trained, certified, et cetera, and get them to the fight. And then it's also significant risk and potential casualties. And the second piece is not just capacity, but capability, the readiness of the force, how capable it is to handle that type of fight, which is a different fight than what we would have that we've been dealing with for the last decade and a half. So we've got ways to go in terms of improving our readiness with respect to the higher-end type of combat operations.
The reduction to an active duty force of 450,000 has been on the books for several years, but the Army announced precise force structure decisions earlier this month, including which U.S. bases would lose uniformed and civilian personnel. Milley echoed previous Army leaders' projections that the service would need to shrink further to 420,000 active duty troops if the Budget Control Act caps and current law stay in effect, because the Army would otherwise have to cut its spending on training and procurement to bare-bones levels. Even the already planned reduction of 40,000 soldiers and 17,000 civilians won't be finished until 2017. And Milley says it's difficult to forecast the demands on Army forces between now and then.
I think we are going to incur increased risk, as current chief has mentioned, and it'll be significant risk. We'll have to see. We don't know what the future requirements are going to be. Senator McCain mentioned you've got issues in Eastern Europe. You've got issues with ISIS, and there's a wide variety of other security challenges around the world. So if demand continues to increase that it has in the last year, unanticipated demand, then I think we'll have to reassess our risk assessment.
2 weeks ago, when the Army announced the blow-by-blow steps it will have to take to meet the budget-driven downsizing mandate, the plan came under immediate fire from lawmakers, especially those who represent bases which stand to lose thousands of soldiers and civilians, including Fort Benning, Georgia, Fort Hood, Texas, and Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Alaska. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan, for example, blasted the Army's decision to eliminate its only brigade-sized airborne unit in the Asia-Pacific region, saying it ran contrary to the military's goal of rebalancing to the Pacific and a non-binding measure in this year's defense authorization bill that urges DoD to not cut any forces from that region.
The only airborne combat brigade in the entire Asia-Pacific has now been gutted. The 40,000, a huge proportion, was from the Asia-Pacific region. So the idea of fighting tonight, maintaining the rebalance, I think it's all undermined. I think it's dramatically undermined. And I think our allies are going to see it undermined.
Although Milley was not a lead decision maker for the base level cuts, he defended their rationale. In the case of Alaska's 4th Infantry Brigade Combat Team, he noted that the Army did not do away with the brigade entirely, but will gradually reduce it to a battalion level force, about a third of its original size.
The airborne brigade was brought down to a battalion task force with the specific intent and design that it could be reversed if funding becomes available over the next couple of years. That brigade doesn't go to a battalion, I don't think, until late 16 or 17. So it's designed to go to a battalion task force with the intent of reversing it if funding is made available.
The Army made similar decisions in Georgia and Hawaii, attempting to preserve options to reverse at least some of the current cuts. There, too, brigades are being converted to battalion task forces, a formation that's usually intended as a temporary measure. But those brigade-level reductions only represent a small piece of the overall downsizing plan the Army announced this month. The cuts will impact nearly every base in the continental U.S. at some level, and Milley says it would take the Army some time to rebuild the active duty and strength it's planning to cut if a sudden change in world events made that necessary.
To build a brigade, for example, a brigade combat team, call it 3,500, 4,000 soldiers, depends on the type of brigade you have. To build that from scratch is about a three or four year period to really get them certified and ready to engage in ground combat operations. So to regenerate that force from 450 to 550, it can be done, but it's not going to be done in a very, very short amount of time.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.